Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, watching it, just, you know, the Twins have always been in some ball games late, and they found a way to win a lot of those games. The one note that stood out was the 21 blown saves by the Mets. So we were thinking that, okay, this is their MO, and somehow it was very dramatic. And if you guys play a lot of games like that, then, boy, I sure feel bad for the manager, Callaway, over there.
What a terrific at-bat by Arise to come in. 0-2 when Scope gets hurt. The fans really appreciate what he's been doing. What are your impressions of the rookie so far?
Well, he doesn't play like a rookie. He doesn't. He's not accepted as a rookie. They treat him like he's a veteran. That you know, he's one of the few guys that when you watch him play, you can really tell that he loves playing the game. And that's what's fun about it, that he understands the game, smart player. And he always seems to get in situations where they're very dramatic, like a little bit like we saw last night.
The injury situation, you know, Crone and Rosario come back. Scope gets hurt. We don't know how serious it is, and Buxton's been out. Is this, you feel like this point in the season, this team a little snake pitting injury-wise?
I think every team goes through it. Every contending team goes through it for sure. The key, though, is when one of your key guys goes down, that some of the other cast members, bench players, step up and be able to just kind of fill in and do what they can. We've been able to do that with some of the injuries that we've had, yes, to key players. Buxton, though, is probably one of the bigger guys that we miss out of this lineup, even though he bats ninth in the lineup. But there's something about his presence there, the game-saving ability to play defense, which that has been kind of a trademark for the Twins their whole since they've been here.
Rocco Baldelli, a little more than halfway through his first season as manager. What are your impressions?
I like him. I like the atmosphere that he's created in that clubhouse. He stays out of the guys' ways. He lets the players show their personality. He's got a great coaching staff. Derek Shelton has just been a save for him. So the guy that's never managed before, he's doing a pretty good job.
Trade deadline a couple weeks away. What would you like to see this team do?
Well, I think everybody thinks that they need something in the bullpen, another strong arm, maybe even somebody in the back end. Krimble was a guy that was still a free agent out there. We thought that there was going to be a run there. They weren't going to step up and do that kind of money and that length of it. So if there's nobody within the organization, we've given guys in the our bullpen right now the opportunities to step up. I don't think Rocco feels that he has to have one set guy as a closer, because sometimes the close situation might be in the seventh inning, maybe it's in the eighth inning. And so that's where how he's managed it right now. And if you look at it, we've got some guys that come in certain situations. Taylor Rogers has always been the solid guy there. So somebody in the bullpen, I think that they would go out, and if not in our system, then make a trade.
Last thing for you, Perez on the mound today. Yeah. What's his season been like?
You know, he came into spring training, he was lights out. And here's a guy that I want to say he went 2-6, 2-8 the year before with a 6 ERA. Kind of reinvented himself a little bit, and they showed him some numbers with the metrics out there, and stayed with the cutter, and it was very effective. Velocity was up for him. And now he's kind of settled down a little bit, and I think that, you know, the scouting reports, teams have caught up to him a little bit. And the cutter, he's not getting it far enough inside right now. So that's a pitch that he has to be able to have. We'll see today.
Dan, thanks for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.